Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who will explain the meaning of a toot.
Oh, it's a good day.
Yes.
Singing a song.
And
it's
yeah.
A good day.
Why not?
From moving along.
Move
it's
along.
A good day.
How could
anything go wrong?
Nothing. What could go wrong? Right? Think about it. All the good stuff that's going on in the world. And we'll just add to it here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. We are happy to be along with you to meet whatever expectations you may have for us. How about we turn that around, Jay, and talk about your expectations, whether they have been met or they are unmet. There are people who are upset because they had expectations for the day, the week, the month, their lives, whatever it is, and they have not been able to make them happen for whatever the reason. So what is the reason? Do we need a reason? Do we need to figure out what you need to have to be in first place in some category, in some way, in some part of your world? Are you carefully thinking out what you're doing, trying something to fulfill that purpose that you have in your life? One of the things about Heidelberg, where I went to school in Northwest Ohio, when I was on the board of directors there for 12 years, one of the things we did was try to come up with a mission statement, or at least something that we could use to inspire the students. What are you doing with your life? Why are you here? What can you get out of this? What do you want to go away with? And I actually came up with a phrase that stuck, and they still use it. People who go to Heidelberg are charged with leading, when they graduate, a life of purpose and distinction. And what better way, right, to fulfill the purpose and distinction and to know what you're capable of? That's sort of, you should set your expectations around what you're capable of. Communicating clearly to your family, to the people that work with you, and maybe that's the obligation of others who are also on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jay's on my team, and James is on my team, and Jennifer's on my team, and there are others. Bob Kay's on my team, and Mike McVeigh is on my team, and the people on the firing line and all these individual stations that carry the program, they're all part of the team. And so they have expectations of me, and we try to fulfill those expectations with good program and with a sense of what there is that's good in the world to sort of pass along. What's better than talking about what's good? That's the good day. I mean, there are always going to be things that are not so good, like the mayor of a small town in Texas getting a package containing a noose and a warning. He's running for re-election. Mayor Fred Burton was sent a threatening package, according to the police department there, which shared a statement and a photo of all this stuff on social media. If you look at the photos under the picture, the letters, what's typed in there is, "Get out of the race now." And then there's a noose. And they arrived at his office in an envelope addressed to Mr. Burton. So the police department said the incident being treated with the utmost seriousness. FBI is involved in investigating this town. There's only a couple thousand people that live there, so maybe it's not going to be too hard to find out who it is that pulled this stunt. There were several inconsistencies apparently in the package, and so they're looking. There's no postmark. There's misspelling of a city that's in there. Anyway, it was delivered by the post office.
Was it set up? Is it not actually somebody from his community? Because this is the mayor running for re-election.
Maybe the mayor is trying to Maybe the other, the unthinkable here is that the mayor did it himself to get attention so that people will vote for him. Certainly there are people that are capable of doing that.
But the
this guy has...
It seems like it'd be somebody not from that area.
Yeah, this is in the greater Houston area. He's been mayor, let's see, he's been elected twice. Second term started in 2020. But there have been a number of scandals reported in the campaign. He spent $7,500 of public funds on a private investigator to trail a council member and her family in an effort to prove that she lived in a neighboring town and shouldn't be in the council. So maybe this comes from her. I would do the, there's a lot of maybes in here, but it's just very interesting when you look at politics. Even the small town stuff gets wrapped around SpaghettiOs, right? Look at this, the videos, the packages, the tension, and the code of ethics that's been discussed, the values. So these are things that we're all responsible for knowing about all the candidates, right? Whether they're local, regional, or national. Do you know about, you know, everything that you want to know or need to know about Joe Biden, for example, or Bill Clinton? Good, Doug. I know all I need. No, he's not running. Donald Trump or Robert F. Kennedy. Do you know all about these people? Can you make, I guess that the question is, can you make an intelligent judgment on who to vote for unless you know the whole story? How can you? What's this person? What's it all about there, Alfie?
Unless
what's it all about, Freddie?
There are more parties.
Yeah. Anyway, this is kind of a wormy situation. And so it's something to follow. Right? Something to dig around in and follow. All right, here's the latest good story from a Powerball winner. There's a fellow in Oregon with cancer. His name is Chang Saifon. He came to our country from Laos. And he's looking around wondering, what in the world have I... What's happened to me? This is really something great. He's won the Powerball, right? When you think about that, think about, you know, he's dying of cancer, but he's got something to live for and something to leave behind for his family. So is this is, how could this be anything other than something that's really good, right? Yeah, it's cool. Yep, I'm happy to talk about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy he won.
The story of Mr. Weinstein, how is he doing? He had a heart attack after he got out. And I think he was still in the hospital. What is there going to be a retrial of him? What happens to him
under
the circumstances?
Trying.
Trying to get a recall. Yeah, right. A California driver learning the hard way that the carpool lane is for people, not plastic dummies. CHP sharing a social media post showing how a motorist recently tried to pull a fast one by using a dummy as a passenger to avoid heavy traffic. This is not the first time I've talked about this. I remember being on the air at KABC in Los Angeles and talking about this. And this happens all the time.
People do this a lot. Yeah, and I think that this was the most, quote-unquote, realistic-looking dummy. But when you look at pictures, this thing was creepy. It gave me Weekend at Bernie's. Do you remember that? Like, I feel like if authorities saw this dummy, they'd be like, I need to do a welfare check. I'm stopping this car anyway.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see. Had a black hoodie on, apparently. Wearing black sunshades. Maybe that's a little creepy, right?
Didn't somebody once use a Grinch
Christmas
decoration?
Right, I think so. All right, so the stop vehicle was actually crossing the solid double lines. I've done that when I've gone back and forth. That's what they're... How do you go get out of the high-speed lane and get back into... The other lane, the California highways, all of them around L.A. anyway, the 110, the 105.
Yeah, solid double lines you're not supposed to cross. Those are basically, like, imagine them being concrete barriers. They just saved money and did double yellow lines instead. You can only cross the dashed lines.
Yeah. I wanted to get out of the lane because some places in the highway, they'll charge you for being in the HOA lane. So if I'm not, if I don't want to be there, although they do have getaway places where you can get in and get out. But I didn't want to, I don't know. I guess I didn't. I think in Massachusetts, we're not supposed to cross a double yellow line. That's what I always thought it was. I don't know that I ever learned. Maybe if I have to, at some point, when you're told, you're going to have a test to make sure you know how to drive. If that question came up, I guess I would have given the wrong answer. So now...
Well, now I'm questioning
you straighten
it,
me
too.
Out.
I said, now I'm questioning, because I thought it was always just a double line, but maybe you're right. Maybe it is only double yellow lines, perhaps?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I for one, am a firm believer of, like, hey, every so many years when you need to redo your driver's license, you need to go get an updated photo, we should have to take, like, a written test, and then every so many other years, you take the in-car driving test. Make sure you're still capable of driving and you still know the rules. I'm all for that.
CHP said this was a good catch. This is all over their website. Because the real person in the car got a citation for a number of carpool violations. And before they wrapped up their post in their investigation, they left a few tips for drivers so that they could avoid the problems that this guy had. Remember, quote, they write, to plan ahead, know your route, the general challenges of your route. And especially if you're driving in Southern California, you better have your Waze on or Google or whatever it is to go where they want you to go and not go where the traffic is. All right, a word to the wise, as some wise person said, is sufficient. 18 after the hour, lots of words here on Good Day.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I want to love somebody.
Music is such an important part of our lives. Even though this is not a music program, certainly conversation about the people who are musicians is appropriate, especially when you get to the social media portion of every hour of the Good Day program. And in the focus, one of the top 10 trending names today is Keith Urban, who is talking about the first time he met Nicole Kidman. This is kind of an interesting... He says she is a real-life princess.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it right when it came to his feelings about her. This is really a great lesson in this. There was the AFI Lifetime Achievement Awards last weekend, and he gave an emotional speech honoring his wife. He recalled why he was too nervous to make the move.
Yeah.
He said, I was trying to play it cool, but inside I felt like a schnook at the royal ball because Nick had such a truly otherworldly aura about her. He met her in 2005. In an event in California, he said, quote, I felt a bit like I was meeting a real-life princess, and despite all of that, I did manage to get her phone number on a tiny piece of paper.
And he almost became too scared to call her.
Yeah. How often has that ever happened to you in relationships before you met Ryan, or even when you met Ryan? Well, you were friends for a long time before you became...
Yeah, we were friends for a long time. But yeah. I think this is just one of those things that we forget celebrities are human, too, and they're just like
us. Of course.
They even get starstruck by each other.
Starstruck.
And it's just one of those things of, like, thinking, am I good enough? Will this person like I have strong feelings for this person. Do they like me back? And then he said that Keith Urban said the more he got to know Nicole Kidman, he realized, like, she's just this goofy person who is giddy and likes to have fun. And she seems like, when you see her in interviews and all of that stuff, she's an amazing actress.
She's very buttoned up. Yeah.
But when you see her doing interviews or any of that stuff, she just seems like she is sunshine in human form.
Mm-hmm. He said, I was scared, nervous to call her. I did, as you probably figured out, I plucked up the courage to finally call her. He said the call went well. Recalling, he said, this mystic creature turned out to be, just as you suggested, a wide-eyed, giddy girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's an utter Aussie. Through and through, even though she was born in Honolulu. This tribute to her, which is the first public red carpet event for her and Urban's teenage daughters. So they've been married that long, they have a teenage daughter. That's cool. There were other people there, Reese Witherspoon, Naomi Watts, Zac Efron, to pay tribute to her and her talent. He said, I meant to tell that she was one of the greats. As Russell Crowe said, and others saw, I'm not just a biased husband. This is all, I'm proud of my relationship with her, and that's cool, but everybody else thinks she's cool, too. And so that's a...
And, like, they are genuinely, they have a home in the Nashville area. And there's mm-hmm. this one coffee shop location where you will almost see them nearly yeah. every day that they are in town, and really? Which they normally are. And it's almost like they don't even know that they are Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. Mm-hmm. They're just like anybody else, going and grabbing their coffee, smiling at people that they pass by. And
mm-hmm. Kidman had tears as she was listening to what he was saying. Meryl Streep was there to talk about her, Morgan Freeman. And so, in a sense, when they got together, didn't he have a drug problem? Do I remember that about him? And she supported him through it. Wasn't there that?
He did have a drinking problem. I can't remember if that was before and he was sober when he met her.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
That's right
yeah.
after. I cannot recall.
Yeah, it was
that.
Alcohol and drugs and stuff. Okay. There's a nice story about a good couple, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman, here in The Focus at 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren X.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. All right, let's go over one more time as time allows. The deal 50% off in essence for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitren, which is your number one product.
Yes, and if you want to do a custom pack, or maybe you want to call and speak to one of our Calitren consultants, tell us your specific needs. We can also build you custom packs by the phone, too. So toploss.com, or call us 833-TOPLOSS.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things. But you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts. And that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calitren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calitren to help us all be inspired as spring has sprung. Let's lose some weight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts underway after deadly tornadoes in America's heartland. Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. And the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials.
Tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump is in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan expected to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. House Speaker Mike Johnson still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said on Sunday Johnson's days as Speaker are numbered after he supported additional aid for Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
It's going to be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir. This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
It sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, he was, but he wasn't, if you know what I mean. You've seen that scene in the movie. The bad guy didn't fare too well at the hands of Clint Eastwood, who was Dirty Harry. That part was written for John Wayne. John Wayne had done a couple of non-cowboy movies, and they thought they could get him to play, and he didn't want to. And Clint Eastwood was an up-and-comer, another cowboy star. And so, yeah, let's see if Clint Eastwood can do it. And there we go. The start of a long and prosperous, well, not really the start, but the continuation of a long and prosperous career. He's still at it. still making movies. I think he's, what, 94 or 96 or something? God bless the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Stay at it. This is a good day program. We stay at it. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, thinking today about your schedule, our schedule. We talk about the issues of the day as much as we can, digging into some of the things that are important. Depends. I guess I have a definition of important that may not be the same as some, but I'm trying to add to your routine, add to your day. So if you want to sort of stop for a moment and hear me talk about a couple of people who are what I would call the saviors of the day, spend a moment or two or three or four or half an hour, as long as you can, with us. Here's the story of a couple of barbers from Connecticut, hailed as heroes. They ran out of the barber shop to rescue a child who was running through the traffic. The Look Sharp Barbershop in East Hartford posted the surveillance footage of this rescue. The fellow in charge of the barbershop, Osvaldo Lugo, recalls the day starting normally at the barbershop when his co-barber, I guess that's what you call Rafael Santana, came in. And then he was cutting somebody's hair and he noticed the girl in the window. And this girl is only a couple of, what, three, 4 years old, maybe, running across the street. And then the two of them became concerned. They looked and saw the top of the baby's head as it was in traffic. The child can be seen, if you look at the clip, heading toward moving vehicles.
Yeah, running right towards a busy intersection.
Yeah. The toddler escaped from her mother and just ran into the traffic. And so anyway, these guys saw what was going on. They dropped their scissors, they ran out the door, they went up and picked up the child just in the nick of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's another sad story, or it could have been, because the reaction of these two, they saved the girl's life.
Yeah, not today.
And, yeah.
Not today.
Very good.
A mother losing her child. That is such a good story, and they are truly heroes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold your babies tightly.
Okay, the last time, this is how I envision this, because I go to a barber shop in Los Angeles that I like on Melrose, and the lady who cuts my hair, they're a big picture window. Most of these barbershops, big picture window, and you look out at what's going on, and you can see traffic. Traffic on Melrose is crazy. I can see this happening. So they don't want to be called heroes. They just... we're happy that they did something good. And isn't that the best way of looking at this? They don't want accolades, although they're getting plenty of them for sure. They just did what they thought was right. And here's another story about another savior. This time this is in Wisconsin. An eighth grader saved a student or two or three. I guess there were a number of students, 20, 25 students on a school bus. The driver passed out. So this eighth grader stopped the bus from veering into an oncoming car. The driver has a medical emergency, so the school district now looking into the 14-year-old life of A.C. Holland. Her quick thinking averted a potential tragedy, for sure. The bus driver had a loss of consciousness, and so this young lady recognized the driver wasn't doing what was supposed to be done, so... moved her foot off of the gas, applied the brake, and parked the vehicle. What else do you do if you're a 14-year-old, right?
Quick thinking.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Bravery and quick thinking.
Apparently, he also reached out to his grandmother, who's a nurse, to come help in the situation. The driver became conscious again, and but the police had sent their safety team and... But just think, if you are losing consciousness, you've seen these sorts of things in a movie, maybe, where the driver slumps over and the pedal goes down. Instead of coming off the pedal, the bus or the vehicle goes faster.
Mm-hmm.
And the steering wheel, you don't know what's going to happen. So grabbing the steering wheel is really very, it's just amazing. The brakes were on, hit the curb, and that was the end of that. So, is he a hero? I don't know that he wants to be. His father kind of wants him to be considered a hero.
He's a hero. This is a hero. Hero.
Yeah, but all the other children. I mean, it's amazing how many of these things happen all the time, every week, around us, here, there, and everywhere, and they don't necessarily, all of them, get the kind of attention the youngsters, or whoever does it, don't get the kind of attention that they deserve. So we give them a little attention here on the Good Day program. All right, here is a story from the Load of Crap Department, and it involves China. What a surprise, huh? The Chinese are angry at Joe Biden. They've hinted at retaliation after the president signed the bill the money for Taiwan that was part of this package last week. And they're also angry about the TikTok legislation. They've got it in for us now. So in the translation from the Chinese foreign minister, it reads something like this, quote, "If the United States clings obstinately to its present course with Taiwan and TikTok, China will take resolute and forceful action. We'll take steps to firmly defend our own security." How are they being made insecure? It would be my question.
I mean, they don't allow other, like, they have their own social media that is permitted for the citizens of China. It's not like your typical Facebook and Twitter or X or all of that stuff. So, I mean, that's kind of a little bit of a hypocrite.
Well, but they are, anyway.
A hypocrite move.
Yeah, hypocritical as well. Yeah. The foreign minister urged the United States not to implement these negative China-related pieces of legislation. And so are we... Yeah, of course we're going to do that. And Taiwan is an important part of, when you think about us, we are nosing around in something else again. A lot of people don't like that. We stick our nose into Ukraine. We stick our nose into the Middle East. We stick our nose into Taiwan. But because it has a democratically elected government, which rejects China's sovereignty claim, and this passed with bipartisan support, so you kind of know that bill squeaked by. Although it was part of a lot of other things as usual, right? As a result of this, sort of one of the things that you probably haven't heard is that the leader of China is going to go to France this week. I think it's this week or next week. Serbia, Hungary, they're trying to play a role. They're trying to be as involved and to confuse people as to what their role is in places like Ukraine, right? They've supplied lots of money and arms to the Russians, so what do you think their role is there? Come on. But it's obvious the Chinese are trying to upend global political and economic security that is wrapped around our country and what we do to help people out. And, yeah, some of these situations are sticky for sure. And you can make an argument to stay the heck out of some of this stuff. Yeah, I think you can make that argument. China says they're neutral in Ukraine and that they're neutral in the Middle East. Come on. Who believes that? Right? They're all over the Russians, helping the Russians behind the scenes. This is the naivete of some of international relations. These people say stuff, and I guess maybe it's the adage, if you say something often enough, people begin to believe it. And so that's what he's doing. He keeps saying, we're going to unify ourselves with Taiwan. Well, Taiwan doesn't want to be unified with China. And so now they've tried to make over in the situation where Ukraine is, they're building strong relationships with Serbia. They put anti-aircraft missile systems. So the whole world is being loaded up with guns, ammunition, rockets, planes, because it's good for the military-industrial complex. And they got a big one in China the way we have one here.
Yeah, we've already discussed War Inc. is the most lucrative business on the planet.
It sure is. Yep. The only people that are going to have a problem with it are the people in the general population, right? Yep. All right, up next, what are you doing for spring cleaning? All right, Jay. The question falls on you. Spring has sprung. I think about the connotation. You know, spring, we're a month into spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of, you know, the days are nice and sunny and warm. You can see all the dust in your house, cobwebs everywhere. So are you wiping down the walls?
Maybe make a resolution to clean areas weekly.
Yeah.
So that those dust and the cobwebs and all of that stuff isn't moving up. I always think of spring cleaning as cleaning out things, not cleaning
the whole stuff up.
Yeah, as long as you're already doing that and keeping tidy. But the cleaning out of things, I know some people will swap out their wardrobes, like get rid of their thicker cold weather clothing and make their thinner, more warm weather stuff.
I'm doing that right now, as a matter of fact. Yeah,
or if there's just like you've realized, hey, I've accumulated a lot of stuff over the year and I don't actually need all of this. Some of it's straight up trash. Why am I holding on to it? And then other things are good. They're just not for me anymore. So go donate them or see if somebody in your life wants it or needs it. I always think of that as spring cleaning.
Yeah, I took some clothing to those yellow clothing boxes, some shoes and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So that was good. But I also think, you know, you look around your kitchen, you look around the pantry, you look around the bedroom. There are, in terms of the bad weather, there are cold winter months, and we kind of, you know, we don't pay a lot of attention to the things that we're collecting. Like if you go into, we have a cold room in the barn, so there are a lot of potatoes and onions there that sprouted little shoots. And they got a little soft, so time to hit the road with them. Anyway, so spring cleaning, you have our support here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Did you know that MyPillow is certainly about more than just fantastic pillows? Now MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to those Giza Dream sheets and the new flannel sheets that they have. This is a fabulous time for you to be buying anything and everything at MyPillow.com. This is the time for you to save 50%, if you can believe it, 50% on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they have, perfect for comfortable winter sleeping, towel sets for $29.98. My heavens, all of this great stuff is there. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. You use the promo code DS. And check it out, MyPillow.com, great buys, look at the catalog, charge it up, and use the code DS at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
After the hour now, it's the Good Day program with Food, Farm, and Family in our focus, connected to our American Family Farmer program. Don't forget that every weekend. We spend some time, important time, talking about the connection of the family to where the food comes from, and that's the local farmer. The current podcast of the American Family Farmer has a focus on Burham Orchards. And the young lady who has been working, this a family that's had this farm since the early 1800s, which I love to tell those stories, man. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing, what they're, this is in Ohio. They have apples and they have peaches and they grow fruits of all kinds. It's a great story, yeah. Frankly.
They have great, like, pick your owns where you can go pick your own apples, yep, or pick your own pumpkins in the fall. Yeah. And there's a year-round market. And a lot of the, there are some markets that are, like, kind of like farmers markets in a way, but they're not a farm themselves, and they will carry a lot of this farm's products just because they're so good. Made from scratch from the property bakery.
All right, we get to hear it for the good guys. All right, now, on the opposite end of that spectrum on the Food, Farm, and Family Report today, the story of ultra-processed foods and how they're linked to heart disease and cancer, many other health conditions. So if you fuel up with ultra-processed foods, you're increasing your risk to get 32 different physical and mental health conditions. This is a study which we'll talk more about with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week on Good Day Health. But the analysis essentially says, which is, I mean, come on, what do you, who doesn't know this, right? I don't know if there's been something as in-depth as looking at these 32 different maladies that you can get by eating crap. But that's
more of a picture, yeah.
Right. And by the way, 73% of America's food supply are these processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
60% of your daily intake for energy and stuff is courtesy of unprocessed, ultra-processed food.
Yeah,
it's food-like garbage.
Products. that is straight up illegal in other countries.
Yeah. So take bread, for example. We process wheat to transform it into flour, which we can utilize to, you can do bread, homemade bread, that sort of thing. But then, you realize we think we're making bread, but unless you have raw flour that hasn't been treated with a lot of stuff that comes from Monsanto, it really isn't, it's treated. It's processed in a sense. And then eggs. Yesterday, would you ask about eggs yesterday? Oh, whether bird flu was in the eggs.
Flu, and yeah, because milk and dairy is getting such a bad rap of like.
For no good reason.
Because cows now have bird flu, but I have not heard a single conversation. I haven't read any articles where anyone even mentions eggs. Wouldn't you think that the product that comes from birds themselves would be under conversation and scrutiny before milk?
Yeah, hello. It's really amazing, isn't it? Think about it for a second. The news media is so obvious. And there's, by the way, I've said this 100 times, whether I'm the only one saying it or not. I know that you're not going to get hurt. And there's nothing going to happen to you if you drink milk that may happen to have bird flu in it. It just isn't going to happen. There's any number of research. You can point to any number of research papers. And we'll talk about that also with Jack and Ken this week on Good Day Health. All right, let's talk about one of these wonderful cookies from Crumbl. As a matter of fact, Crumbl is a cookie chain. It's very popular. They are now offering mini versions of their treats. I suppose this sounds like an ad to a point, but it's not. If you are familiar with this cookie brand, the fact that they always are getting requests, can you make some miniature versions of your cookies? So now they are, this is a new brand of cookie called Mini Monday. Like mini
me. It's their promotion, Crumbl for Mondays. They'll have minis.
Yeah.
Mini version. Because their cookie, if anybody has had it, it basically serves four. And you can get a cutter for it, and you can cut down on it, and then it creates these like four little triangles. And people love these cookies, and they have different flavors each week, so you never know what flavor is coming up.
So as of this week, this Monday, they've started to change their lineup. So you get the original size if you like it. Big cookies, they're all available, but then they have these Mini Mondays as a new way for folks to enjoy the cookies on a miniature base. So they have three sizes, miniature, regular, and the big boppers. Right? So if you're a Crumbl fanatic, I actually kind of like them. Yeah, you buy them in sometimes you go into a 7-Eleven or someplace like that, or even at the airport in the store there. So, yum! All right, is that how we describe this? Crumbl offering new versions of it's fabulous cookies. Good news from Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to...
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.